Hey everyone, welcome to the first real episode of Survey Says I'd Be That Man.
Yes.
With the one and only Alex McIntosh and Mel Mortby.
Here we are.
It's been a while since Survey Says, you know, produced an episode and released something to the public. So I will just remind you guys about what the dealio is and how Survey Says works. We put out a survey this time around. It was three different kind of surveys for three different episodes, just getting prepared. So we release questions out into the public, and y'all answer them with your beautiful answers. And then we share them.
Very detailed answers as well, like, gotta say.
It's really great. We really, really, really appreciate the more detail you put into your answers, because it's the more detail we get to share with everyone. You know, sometimes we even get to help people with your answers. It gives people a new view or a new perspective on something. It's been really great. So we get those answers and we release them in the podcast. We say them, a lot of the questions are yes or no answers. So we got some, like, it'll be like, majority of people said yes, they do, blah, blah, blah. So we get to learn something new about each other, and then we will also express our own thoughts and opinions on the subject.
Hells yeah, let's do this.
From the survey at the beginning, I just put a little kind of get to know our listeners questions, like age and gender, just so you guys also know who's answering these questions. Majority of answers, 68% of answers came from the age range of 18 to 24. And then the second most was from 25 to 34, and the rest is just bit from here and there. And then 62% were females and 32% were males and 2% were other. Well, what's our first one, Alex? What's our first question?
Our first question is, have you achieved your career goals yet?
What an interesting, in-depth question.
It's very broad, because a lot of our viewers on each of our platforms are 18 to 24, and it's that really awkward age.
Yes, like, no one really has a career at 24.
Some do, and I wish I was that person, but
yeah,
I don't really.
Well, I think 24, mid-20s is kind of the time where your career really starts, if you have one. 18 to 20... You're trying to figure out what your career actually is you actually really want to do.
It's a hard age. Everyone thinks it's the best age, but it's honestly, it's so hard.
Like, I remember being like 8 years old and seeing 20-year-olds and going, wow, they're so old. They have their shit together. And I'm here 21 and I'm like,
I ain't even close, honey. Not even close.
You are close. You're doing really well. So what do you do for work again?
I'm an assistant store manager at a clothing store. And I also, not at the moment, but recently, was a PR intern and a student. So
out of that, what's your goal? And how did they help? How are they going to help you get to your goal?
See, I've been thinking about that a lot lately. I don't really have a specific career goal now, because I'm always just achieving to do my best, because I feel like a lot of stress comes from if I don't achieve this one specific thing. But I think in general it's to work overseas in fashion, and PR interning helps that, because I got nurtured by the lovely company Camilla and Mark, and they helped me grow and they helped me learn how to talk to people overseas and how to do deliveries and stuff like that, little things like that, and how to be on photo shoots. And store management is very helpful, because you just work with so many different personalities and people, and moody people, happy people, like everything. And then study just gets you that diploma that you can take everywhere.
Gets the words on the resume.
Gets everything that you need.
Do you have like a job?
In what?
I want to be.
This
company.
I definitely don't have an I want to be. It was definitely I want to be in the PR team of Camilla and Mark, and I still do, but it's very hard at the moment with the world's situation. So I think it's kind of like, as long as I'm in fashion and I'm being the best version of myself and being professional, then that's success, being successful to me.
Cool.
Hell's yeah.
Well, I mean, you kind of got to take what you can at this point.
Yeah. And I think you should,
in the situation we're in,
grateful for, if especially people like us, we still have our jobs. Even though I'm not working, I still have a job to go back to. And I think you've got to be grateful and not change jobs a million times like I used to in the past. So
I'm still doing that because I'm still trying to figure myself out. See, I'm 2 years younger than you.
Yeah.
Wait, how old are you? 23 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm 21 turning 22. So you're like a year and a half, a year and like 8 months older than me. Something like that. And I am my career goal is definitely to be in the media industry, preferably radio and podcasting and producing audio content, stuff like that.
Which you're very good at. Look at survey says.
Thank you. Wow, this whole thing. Oh, shucks. So I mean, when I started my idea of wanting to be in the media industry, I was like, radio host. Like, that's it. That's what I want to do. That let's get there. And I mean, my career started from wanting to be a music producer, like a sound producer.
I remember that.
Creating music. Yeah, but I was too impatient for that shit. So I like spoke to my mom and she was like, Mel, you know what? You should try like radio broadcasting, or like, you know, I think you'd be great as like a presenter, like a host on a like game show type thing. I'm like, oh, how interesting. So I looked online. There was a TAFE course for radio broadcasting. One thing led to another. I did my Cert 4, did my diploma. And yeah, at the beginning of it, I was like, I want to be a host. And by the end of it, I'm like, give me anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll be a producer. I'll be a host. I'll be a social media person. I will be on the promo team. I'll do anything. I ended up graduating from my diploma and getting a job on the street team for Kiss FM, the Carl and Jackie O show in Sydney, which was super lucky of me, which is amazing. So and that's kind of my foot in the door. And then I got an internship producing a podcast, which is, you know, just exactly what I do with my spare time. And while I was at TAFE, I started this podcast in January last year. So I've been all over the show.
Oh my God.
Yeah, as well. So being on the street team is only casual. So I'm only there like 1 to 2 mornings a week, which is only maximum 10 hours of work, at least 4. And I can't live off that considering I live at a home. So I also work in retail. You know, I've started off in hospitality, just, you know, getting some dollars, changed from hospitality to fashion retail. And I've just been doing that basically since I left high school. So end of 2016, I've been jumping from fashion retailer to fashion retailer, which has been cool. I've learned a lot. Met a lot of cool people, met a lot of really not nice people.
That's retail right there. Like, met some cool people, isn't it? Met some not cool people.
Yeah. So my career is to be in radio and media and podcasting. But the reality is, I mean, especially with social, you know, bloody isolation going on, I can't like apply or even make my way to the next step because there isn't anything available, which sucks. Mm. But yeah, so just working in the retail life.
Yep. You and me both, sis.
Yeah. We have something little that's helping us get to our career, but nothing major because we still got to make our dollars and that opportunity just hasn't arised yet.
But we're still young as well. Like a lot of the women that I'm surrounded by in my internship and in my everyday job are like, I'm still not at my goal. And they're like in their 30s. I was talking to my mentor. Well, she's not my mentor. She was my boss at Camilla and Mark, but I definitely consider her my mentor. She was like, you're doing so much at your age. At 22, I was at the time. And she's like, I wasn't even doing internships at your age. And that's crazy. So
Yeah.
I feel like you and I are very ahead still.
I forget how young we are.
It doesn't feel it. Retail ages you.
I mean, I'm out of home.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know,
I'm in a completely serious relationship.
Can't relate. And
you know, I'm at that point in my life that people are normally at 25, you know, just moving out of home, you know, in a completely, you know, serious relationship and considering moving out with their partner. It's like, I'm 21. Like, shout out to my beautiful mother at 21 at my age. You know, she was about to have me, her second child. And I'm like, children, nah, no.
Literally thank me. Mum was married at my age. And I'm like, Mum, yeah, well, I have a fur baby. That's it.
I have a cat.
I
don't even have any animals. The most responsible thing I do is cook my own dinner and clean the dishes, you know.
That's adult enough. That's all we need.
It really is, though. So let's head to the survey now. Have a look at what people have said and the questions. So the question is, have you achieved your career goals yet? And then people have either said yes, no, or almost. And then it says, if yes, how did you achieve your goal? If no, how do you plan on achieving it? The first one here is, have you achieved your career goal yet? Almost, she says. Studying and getting a job I love after many different jobs I didn't really like. So she's on her way.
And I definitely feel bad. Like, we've all had a job that we hate. And I think I've had like six.
Yeah.
I've had all of so
them,
many
which is
jobs.
Why we've left them and yeah. gone to a different one.
And that's growth right there. So this girl said, no, she hasn't achieved her career goals yet, but she's graduating from uni and finding some internships and keeping her fingers crossed, which is so important. Internships, if anything, me personally, I think it's better than a degree. I learned so much yeah. more being on the spot in the environment rather than in a classroom where I can Google pictures of cats. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, in my current, so I work for the radio station in Sydney, and I was lucky enough to pop in on one of their shows and help kind of produce and answer some phone calls. And I was in there and I was just about to finish my, no, I'd finished TAFE, and I was just, you know, doing my stuff. I was, you know, at my internship, whatnot, blah, blah. Anyway, I was in there one night and there was this guy there. I think he was the music director, something or other. And I was like, hi, I'm Mel, blah, blah, just chatting. And I was like, I'm thinking about going to AFTERS, which is the Australian Film, Television, Radio School, next year, doing a graduate diploma in radio broadcasting. What do you think? And he goes, look, I went and did that exact course and it was really helpful. But honestly, if you get some hands-on experience like you're doing right now in this studio, helping produce just a little bit, you're getting the exact same experience as you would be, even better experience, because it's real life, than you would be going and doing a two-year degree. And you get to save $40,000.
Exactly. And I feel like you just learn so much more. I'll never forget on my first photo shoot, I was with this designer. And she taught me, she was so patient, so lovely. She taught me, because it was just her. She's very small at the moment, but she's definitely not going to be. And she was teaching me how to like tape up shoes and like style the model and how to move things. And then I went to class the next week and they were just like, this is how you do this. I'm like, oh my God, I already know that.
Yeah.
You learn just as much hands-on, no matter what industry you're in.
And it's, I mean, it's not free. I mean, if you do an internship, sometimes you don't get paid, but you're also not paying anything to be there, just like the travel and the time. So yeah. At the end of the day, you won't have a 40 grand debt. You just have a day that you didn't get paid, but you learn so much.
And you build those connections as well, which is very important because they're going to be
real industry connections.
And they're going to be so important for your references. Like, if mm-hmm. it wasn't for my internship, I wouldn't have a good reference from Camilla and Mark. So,
and there you go.
There you go. And that's so important, I think.
I think so too. Another person. They're all ladies.
All the ladies.
She says, have you achieved your career goal yet? Yes. I'm on my fifth career iteration. Keys are to pick up something you're passionate about, be your own biggest encourager, make at least some small effort towards your goal every day, and work, work, work.
I feel that, honey. Work, 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 work.
Yes, you just gotta keep on going.
It's gonna suck. Like, it's gonna suck some days. Like, you're not gonna want to get out of bed. You're gonna be so tired. You're gonna be on like 6 coffees in one day. Yes, that's me. 6 large coffees. I've been there.
6.
Yeah,
that's like $36 worth of coffee.
A lot of it was already in like the offices that I was in interning, so I got it for free. Luckily,
fair enough.
but at the end of the day, now you've got a better resume, and you will recover from a bad day or a tired day anyway. This individual says no, they haven't achieved their career goals. They're recording an EP this year with the hopes of releasing it later in the year or early next.
So you.
That's really cool. Definitely, I have dated someone in the music industry, and I know how hard it is to record an EP and to do the whole music industry thing. So hat goes off to you with that big aspiration.
This guy, a male, we love a male coming in on these questions. We need the diversity in answers, so thank you.
Yeah, 100%.
So have you achieved your career goals yet? No. If no, how do you plan on achieving it? Wait till we move house, then grind.
So I think they're going to work really hard and then save up money, move house, settle, and then they're going to take on like internships and stuff.
Right. Okay.
They've got to get their shit together.
So like wait till their life is really set up till they have time and like the responsibility mentally.
Yeah.
To do that maybe.
100%. Maybe they've got family stuff. Maybe they've got relationship stuff going on. We don't know. But there's no time limit to when you should be achieving your career, because you can be a mom and want to be starting a business. Like,
I mean, what's his name? Morgan Freeman. He didn't land his first acting role till he was like 50.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know?
Me trying to get back into the acting industry because I failed when I was a teenager.
I'm back. That's okay. Okay. Another male response we have here is, have you achieved your career goal? No. Have you achieved your career goal yet? They say no. No long-term career goals per se, but climbing the retail ladder for the moment until I find my thing.
Yeah.
Which is just what you and I are doing.
We're literally both doing that. Because you know what? People think that retail is just this, you know, stupid job for stupid people. And I find that very wrong, because it helps you in so many aspects of your life. Like, if it wasn't, like,
so I'm many.
Managing now, and people don't know how hard that is until you do it. Managing.
It's really people learning people skills, like how to talk to people, how to deal with different situations. And
but all at once as well.
Face. All at once.
It's
yes.
so much. Many times where we've all cried in the back room, but it's fine. It really, like, climbing the retail ladder is not a bad thing at all. It's very good, and you can take it into any job.
Yeah. All the skills you learn are all kind of intertwined with the other.
Intertwined.
Cool. All right. Well, from that question, let's find out the results, shall we?
Shall we?
All right, so have you achieved your career goals yet? 67% of people said no.
Me too.
Which makes sense. Majority of people who answered this survey were between the ages of 18 to 24. And people between that ages, chances are they haven't really gotten there yet. And then 3% said yes. Sorry, 3%. 8% of people said yes. 25% of people said almost. Yeah, so we're getting there. I would say no.
Yeah.
I haven't achieved my career goal yet. I'm getting there. I'm not almost there, but it started.
Yeah, I feel like you don't achieve it till like later on, or if you're lucky, like some people I know who go straight out of school and just that good on the work site that they just manage to land themselves a job through internships. Like,
yeah, it happens. Unfortunately for us, not yeah. yet.
Still our industries waiting. Are hard to climb. It's hard to get there.
Isn't it just? All right, well, moving on to the next question. The second question of this survey and the last one is, have you struggled with your career? I mean, I think you'd be a liar if you said no.
100%.
Everyone has struggled with their career.
Like, the first thing I studied when I left school was commerce. Then I went to arts, and then I commerce? Went to teaching. Yeah, and now I'm back doing
the hell
business.
Is commerce?
Commerce is a fancy word for like a business degree. Just more.
So,
involved.
What did you? What were your steps of study when you left high school?
Well, I got early entry because of my marks. So I was always an arts kid, though. This is the thing. But I did love business, so it was always a balance between the two. But I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go get an events and commerce degree. So I got into a double degree of events management and Bachelor of Commerce right before HSC. So I was accepted. And then when I went, I liked it, but I was just so bad at math. Like, I just couldn't do math. So I'm really shocked that I got accepted.
I feel that.
I'm really shook still to think that I got accepted into that degree. So I did it for like half a year. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to drop the event side and do double degree with arts. So I did that. I loved it. But it gets you nowhere. Arts degrees don't get you anywhere unless you're got an agent. Like, the arts industry is probably one of the hardest. And then from there, I went to teaching because I was like, this is realistic. Then I moved to unis. Then I dated a boy in a band, and then
it's all downhill.
It's
from
all
there.
Downhill from there because I chose a boy over study, and I dropped out of uni for a year to go on this tour with him and to just work in part-time roles, and it just didn't work out for me. And then I just had a snap, and I was like, fashion is my calling. And I always knew that because my mom was a designer, but broke up with the boy. And then enrolled in an advanced diploma of fashion business and killing it and manager now. So
that's a whole roller coaster.
It's a freaking roller coaster, and I'm tired.
So you can say, yeah, you have struggled with your career.
Definitely.
But you've got some of the experience out of it, I guess.
Yeah, you meet people and you figure out what you want to do as well. Like,
yeah. I mean, you did. Yeah, you studied the thing and you dated the boy, and that helped you realize what you don't want to study and who you don't want to date.
Exactly. And here I am.
You know. You are. You really are. And except that you're self-isolating.
Except I'm self-isolating. And
that's all right. We're all in the same boat for that one.
Yeah, and you've definitely struggled as well.
Well, I've jumped from friggin' spot to spot. I think I've had it easier than most people in the way of the things that I've studied since straight out of high school kind of have to do with each other. Like in year 11 and year 12, I moved to a senior high school that had TAFE intertwined in the subjects. So in year 11 and year 12, I was studying music industry certificate 3 and musical theater cert 3.
So good.
And then graduated. Yes. And graduated with 2 TAFE certificates right off the bat. And I didn't leave with an ATAR because I knew I was going to go straight to TAFE. So with my cert 3 and music industry and
TAFE is so good.
Theater, I love TAFE.
I'm doing a free course now. I'm studying one. There's free courses to anyone who's in isolation.
Oh, really?
There's about 20 and they're mainly business. So if anyone wants to get on it, we'd definitely recommend.
Ooh, honey.
7 months I'm is what it takes. It. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, from a cert 3, I went did a cert 4 sound production, which led me to radio broadcasting. And, yeah, I mean, it was a year I spent radio in sound production, and I'm not doing that anymore. But the skills I used in, like, audio setup and recording and production, like, I know so much, and that really helped me in broadcasting and producing a podcast and on radio. Like, I understood how all the audio, how it all worked behind the scenes and all that technical kind of stuff. So I had an upper hand. And it all intertwined a teeny little bit, which helped me. And I'm a creative person, so I just need my break. I just need someone to, I just need to find a spot that I can fit into nicely. Yeah, I just need to find the right job that at my skill level in the right company at the right time. It'll happen one day, but for the moment, I'm just doing this, you know, this podcast.
Especially because it's a bit of a slow time with a pandemic happening.
So, I mean, this is great. This podcast is kind of the best thing I can do right now. It's helping my skills and not wasting any time or costing any money, really. It's great. Shall we get to the survey?
Yes. So, housemate says, yes, he has struggled with his career, and he's elaborating by saying he's taken a step into a management role, having overcome his own self-prejudice and self-conscious behaviors in order to effectively set good examples and become a good role model for those under me. That is very relatable to my career at the moment.
Yes. So, yes, my housemate is my brother, Christian.
Hi, Christian.
And he is, yes, in the exact same position as you.
Yeah, in fashion as
management,
well.
Fashion, just trying to make your way up the ladder, doing things.
The fashion industry and the media industry are both, like, the number one cutthroat industries out there. So, starting in a management role.
I think all the industries are just...
Something about media.
I don't know how
media.
People do it. Yeah. I don't know how people get out of retail.
No, same.
I don't know.
I don't know, because I feel like I'm going to be in it forever at this point. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
If anyone knows the secret of getting out of retail, please let me know, because I'm sick of it.
Call me on 043. Slide into my LinkedIn. I'm kidding. I love my job. If you find a good retail place, like where I'm at, it's fine. Everything's G. So I think
it's just not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like for me anyway, like yeah. I'm just part-time retail. It's not going anywhere.
You need like
unless
a management
I wanted
role.
To Yeah, if I really wanted to use it to my advantage, I'd need to move up in management. But then if I go to management, I have to work full-time and I don't have any extra time to work on what I actually am passionate about, which is this. So I kind of have to take the good with the bad, and I'd rather have a part-time job that leads anywhere while doing what I want to do. That can lead me somewhere. It's a whole lot. All right, let's have a look what some other people have said. What do we have? Alrighty. So here we have a Mr. Man. Have you struggled with your career? He says yes. More so just in terms of generally breaking into the industry. So I believe he works in the music industry. Sound production, literally what I did. And yeah, we feel that. We've literally just been discussing that for the past 15 minutes about the struggles of all the industries. Another one here. My mom. Hi, mom. She says, have you struggled with your career? She says, yes. She says, children.
Yeah, can't.
Children
can't
is the
relate.
Reason.
Can't relate at all. Sorry.
She's four kids.
Yeah, that's why mom only has me. Even then, she's...
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting you're an only child. I can't imagine you were siblings. I feel like you'd just be like, bitch, sit down.
Why me or her? You got a dollar? I need to stop. I need to get off TikTok. So, this lovely lady says, no, she hasn't struggled with her career because she's been lucky enough to work for a good company that have assisted her to get where she wants to go. That's the dream.
Oh, lucky you.
That's so good.
Ugh,
that's definitely the dream.
Oh, isn't it?
So good. As Miley Cyrus likes to say, no, is Travis in the Hannah Montana movie. Life's a climb, but the view's great. Me singing in my bedroom at 12 years old. Relatable. Me on my purple guitar at 12 years old. Relatable.
Oh my God.
What was your like dream career goal as a kid? Because mine was to be like the next Delta Goodrem.
I wanted to be Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Taylor Swift or Delta Goodrem. Either one. A pop icon, a queen.
I think when I was really like really young with no kind of perception of anything
or life.
Originally I wanted to be a nurse when I was like 5. However, now the thought of like blood is like, no thanks.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do that.
No.
And then it kind of, oh man, I wanted to be a fashion designer at one point.
Same.
I literally like created designs for friends. I was like, hey guys, do you want a design? I'll design it for you.
I can't imagine you doing that.
Oh God. Please, well, don't. And then when I was in year 3, I was literally like 8. In year 3? That's about right.
Yep.
I started writing songs. The first song I ever wrote was called Kitty Cat Love Me.
Oh my God, that's what I sing to my cat every night.
Oh, it's...
it's like Smelly Cat.
I
wish
I could have, like... Basically, I didn't know what that song was at that point. It was just Kitty Cat Love Me. It was my friend Abby and I were on the phone, like the home phone.
Oh, wow.
Writing the song together about her cat named Flash.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, from that age, I guess I wanted to be a singer-songwriter. At that point, I didn't even know Taylor Swift existed. I think, like, Hilary Duff was my Taylor Swift before Taylor Swift,
the
honestly.
The queen herself. Hilary.
Yeah, and then I was, like, in a girl band. Like, a hypothetical one. Like, a real one. I don't even remember. I think we... Oh man, it was a whole thing. It's so embarrassing to even think of it.
At least you didn't pay Sharpay Evans in a musical production of High School Musical. So.
Oh, honey, yeah. You know what I did do?
What did you do?
I was in year 3. I repeated year 3. So this was year 3 number 1.
Did you? I didn't know that.
Oh, fun facts. I repeated year 3. So the first time around when I did year 3, for the like end of year after school camp, like performance, we did a performance of We're All in This Together.
Who didn't do that?
Oh man, it was great. Oh this is a whole story. I don't know why I'm telling this. Anyway, I was Sharpay, obviously. It was great. I had a whole sequin jacket on and everything.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, my crush was sitting there. He was watching, and I walked up to him. I was like 7-8 years old.
Sassy.
I walked
up to him, seven.
And I was like, did you like it? And he's like, yeah, I did. I'm like, who do you think was like the best? He's like, I thought you were. And I was like,
ah! Oh my God. I didn't have any crushes in primary school. I used to think all of them were gross and they had cooties. I was that girl.
I had about 10 crushes.
God, can't
every
relate.
Year. Honey, I'm a crush slut.
We definitely
well and truly
brought these qualities into our adulthood, because I'm still in the position where I'm like, my mum turned to me the other night and she's like, Alex, you know you can't be alone forever, right? And I'm like, you're just saying that because you don't want fur babies. You want grandkids.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Like, mum, I'm trying. There's
I'm trying.
Just
I've only
no
been doing this for 2 fucking days. I'm trying.
It's okay. Look, I mean, I say I've liked a lot of people. But the ratio of me liking people to people liking me back.
Oh, mine's so off.
I've had 2 boyfriends. 3?
I've had, you know what? 2.5 for me. I don't consider them one.
That's fair. Well,
2.5 boyfriends.
My first boyfriend, we were together for 6 months. And then I dated someone for another like 2 months earlier last year. And then, and then I had that whole relationship that lost like 2 years. Forgot about that one.
Oh.
we forgot about
the tea.
And then, yeah, my current boy, it's been like 7.5 months now. So, I mean, the real ones, let's say 2.5. And then my current one.
I had my first cat for 12 years. And then I had this one just going my 3rd year. And, yep.
This is extremely off topic.
Yeah, okay. I think so where should we go from here?
Have you struggled with your career? Let's go back to what this podcast is about. Well, we've only said like 2 answers.
True. Your turn.
So we'll say a couple more. I've got this one. Have you struggled with your career? This is a male between the ages of 45 to 54. He says, yes, it's never been a straight line. You have good years and bad years. Setbacks happen, or your personal life gets in the way, which is always more important than your career. And great opportunities really come at the time of your choosing.
I mean, very wise and very, very true.
You can see the different answers between people who are like older and us. Like older people are like, yes, honey, you will struggle. You will struggle. And people our age is like, fuck this. Fuck the police. I want my career now.
Yeah. Like I'll just work retail and that's it. As long as I get that's money, it. I don't care. That's like hard. Yeah. That's millennials right there.
Mm-hmm. This one is from another female. Have you struggled with your career? Yes. Every time I've made a choice of my career, I have had plenty of people tell me I can't do it. Sometimes I've wasted time and energy believing them and doubting myself. This time, not so much. Life is short.
Yeah. Life is short. I think that you should just go with what your gut tells you to do. And if it's wrong, you make a mistake. It's a lesson learned and you move on and you grow from that at the end of the day. So, yeah. So, Andy, my beautiful Andy says, yes, he has struggled with his career. And he said, girl, you know that Topshop was a struggle. That's my dream career. Progression was happening, but it ended very badly. So we both worked for Topshop in management and sadly they shut down and it was really disappointing. So, you know, you find your dream company and then, you know, stuff happens that's out of your control. Like a company just going into liquidation and stuff. So that's very real and that happens a lot in the fashion industry especially.
And then we'll go one more response. Alex, do you want to find one?
Grace says that she has struggled with her career because she's stuck in the hospitality and retail industry to the point where she can't even be accepted for a desk job. If that isn't the realest thing that we've said tonight, then I don't know what is, because literally, like, it's hard to get accepted in other fashion sectors unless you have done an internship. Because if you've only done retail, no one wants to even look at your CV.
Yeah.
That's like so true.
I would really like to jump. I mean, like I would, but I wouldn't, to jump from retail to like a desk job. I hate sitting down, but yeah, the pay is a lot better.
Yeah.
And it's more stable. And I guess it would challenge me in a different way.
Mm. Different skills as well that you learn at a desk job versus what you learn in retail. A lot of administration skills that really you don't learn until you're in the management position.
And we'll do one more response because I feel like if I don't say his response, he'll hate me.
Is this your man?
Yeah, my man. Have you struggled with your career? He says yes. But he also said, I couldn't figure out what my calling was, but now I have. Which is, I believe, environmental science. Speaking of my man, his name is Maddie T. He is the other co-host of Survey Says on Survey Says All the Things, which will be released later on.
Yes, get excited. I've already filled out the survey and so should everyone else listening to this right now.
Did you do it?
Yeah. I forgot to put my name.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
I forgive you. I'll figure it out.
You'll be able to tell who it is.
Cool. So let's end with the statistics of that survey response for have you struggled with your career. So 78, big number, percent of people who answered that question said yes, they have struggled with their career. And in turn, 22% of people said no.
There we go. I think it was clear in the answers as well.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening to the first episode of Survey Says on the industry. Just to wrap things up, the questions we had were, have you achieved your career goals yet? 67% of people said no, which was the majority. And have you struggled with your career? 78% of people said yes. So to come to the conclusion, it's hard to get in the industry. And
no matter what industry you're in, starting from the bottom is always hard.
Indeed. So that survey is done and dusted. So unfortunately, you can't answer questions for the rest of the episodes. But episodes will be released every 2 weeks for I'd Be the Man. So 1 week it'll be I'd Be the Man. And then the next week it'll be All the Things, which, like I said earlier, is co-hosted with my boyfriend, Matt Thomas. And then the next week, it'll be I'd Be the Man. Next one, All the Things, and so on and so forth. If you want to be updated, surveysayspodcast.com will have all the updates. We'll be releasing another survey at some point in the next 4 weeks probably, so we can get some
lot of time in isolation. So
we do, and my shifts are cutting at work, so I have lots of time to do lots of things. Yeah, sad 16-hour weeks when I live out of home. Yeah, love that. Anyway, all right, well, thanks Alex.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. Came thanks, to talk about sexism in the industry for the next episode, so that'll be a good one.
That's true. So yeah, next episode is sexism in the industry and harassment. So it's more of a heavier topic, I guess.
Yeah.
But hopefully we can share our experiences and we can share yours, and we can all come together and realize that we're not alone and everyone has it hard, and we can get by and we can do it.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. So what are you, your Tales of a Blonde?
Talesofablonde.com.
Yeah, and so many says blondegirls.com. Cool. Tight. Amazing. Well, we'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.